Is it time for you to switch banks? Hi, I'm Tiffany Paulson at Bank Forward in Carrington. At Bank Forward, we have everything you get from a big bank, but we're small enough to give you exceptional service. Make the switch and let us show you the Bank Forward difference. Call 652-2852 or visit bankforward.com today. Putting the customer first since 1927. It's simply the Forward way. Bank Forward, member FDIC.
Now is the time, now is the time.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming? Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and Experience IQ today at www.dakotacentral.com.
Back at the Louis Lee Fieldhouse, it is seven-seeded Carrington and second-seeded Grafton coming up in this third Region 2A quarterfinal. And right now it's time for the Bissett Motors starting lineups. Bissett Motors has a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. The sales crew offers friendly personal service. Bissett Motors, where our customers send their friends. Call today, 652-2955. First for the seventh-seeded Carrington Cardinals. At one guard, a 6'4 junior, Jalen Merring. 13.5 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists per game. The other guard is 6'4 senior Maddox McAloney. 15.5 points, 6 rebounds, 2.5 assists per game. At one forward, Hayden Hoggle. The 6'2 sophomore averages 2 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists per game. The other forward is 6'1 senior Tate Wolski. 6.6 boards, 2 assists per game. And Alec Threadgold gets a start. The 6'5 junior center averages 9.5 points and 7 rebounds a game for first-year head coach Randy Huey. Now for the Grafton Spoilers. At one guard, a 6'1 sophomore, Aiden McMillan. 6.5 points, 5 rebounds per game. They line it up with 4 forwards, the first of which 5'11 senior Tyan Story, 5 points, 4 rebounds per game. And the other one, True Moberg, 6'1 sophomore, 7 points, 4 rebounds a game. And then the big two. The 6'6 senior is Reggie Rice. 22.7 rebounds, 7 assists per game. And 6'7 senior Brody Lillamowen, 31 points, 11.5 rebounds per game. For head coach Riley Lillamowen and the Grafton Spoilers. Cardinals in cardinal red tops, white numbers and letters outlined in black. Grafton's in all white with maroon numbers and script lettering that says Spoilers outlined in gold. Carrington will go right to left, Grafton left to right. Right now, let's get Vinny's keys to the game. How does Carrington pull off this upset? Keeping in mind that the longer they hang around, the more the neutrals become non-neutral.
Right, Carrington has to play sharp. They got to be getting their momentum early and then holding that throughout the game. They got to be able to play at a fast pace, at their pace, and be able to put up a lot of good shots and be able to shut down the two big playmakers for Grafton's offense.
What about for the Spoilers? Look, they come in, they're the favorites. Everybody knows they're the favorites. How do they advance?
They got to be able to just shut Carrington down. I think if they're able to take the momentum right away, get a couple shots off early, and they're able to ride the momentum throughout the game, they're going to be just fine.
How do you think ball pressure plays in this game?
I think it's going to be a big difference in the game, whether Grafton's able to respond, and we'll see if Carrington's able to take the momentum because of it.
I have to be honest with you. I'm not sure if we're doing an anthem or not. It appears that we may be. Yeah, I'm not really sure. Let's take our final pregame break. When we come back, the opening tip of this class or Region 2 Class A quarterfinal on the I3G Sports Network.
Bissett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
Hi, this is James at Bissett Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BissettMotors.com or call us 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in and see our wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles.
Where our customers send their friends.
On tap, I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks. Headlocks. head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details and visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks! Headlocks!
Headlocks, Carrington, North Dakota.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care, because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. If you're traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience. We know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Give Bickett Insurance a call today.
Better get Bickett, Bickett Insurance Agency. Better get Bickett.
We've just had the colors retired here at the Louis Lee Fieldhouse, and now the lineups are being introduced. We're happy to have you with us tonight on FM 100.1 AM 1600 KDAK, the Cardinal, all around the world at newsdakota.com on the KDAK, the Cardinal mobile app, and by asking your smart speaker to open KDAK, the Cardinal. Well, Vinny, it would be hard not to say that in this month of March, the upsets are in the air. Now can Carrington grab one of the bubbles, the one with Grafton's name on it, and burst it?
Righty, they definitely got a great chance. I think if they're able to start off strong tonight and they're able to ride throughout the game, I think they're going to be all right.
We'll keep you updated on what's happening elsewhere. In fact, in Region 1, Wahpeton has squeezed by Northern Cass 52-49 at the Shack. Kindred Valley City coming up there. Ooh, that might be a little one-sided. And then Oak Grove and Lisbon later tonight. Also in Region 3, Turtle Mountain has beaten Ned Rose. Rugby has beaten Stanley. And in Region 4, Beulah has beaten Standing Rock by 62. And Hazen has beaten Kildare. Maddox McAloney and Reggie Rice to jump center. We hope you enjoy it. A win means at least two more. And the opening tip is controlled by Reggie Rice. And here is Aiden McMillan for Grafton. Picked up by Hayden Hoggle. Left side, it is Wolski on Rice at the outset. Rice dribbles right, gives to McMillan. He'll drive the lane. Aiden McMillan with a floater that goes, and it's 2-0 Grafton on the bank forward scoreboard 20 seconds in. Here's Taylen Merring. Dribble handoff. It's McAloney. Crossover. Fired from the free throw line. A little strong. Got his own miss. Back up and in. We're tied. 2-2 as both teams score on their opening possession. Here's Rice. Dribbling with the left hand. Dumps it down to Lil Moen, who gets doubled. Tries to get through it and throws it out of bounds. A turnover. A 2-2 score. Here, 45 seconds in to the ball game. Carrington with the ball moving right to left. Across the timeline is Talon Merring. Picked up, so he gives it right side to Wolski. Pick and roll game, and Threadgold lays it up and in. 4-2 Carrington. That was pretty. Here's Rice, left side against Wolski. Straight away for Moberg. Right side Story, back for Moberg. Dribbling left, picks it up, finds Rice for a three, and it's an air ball out of bounds. And it's a good start for Carrington.
It really is. Strong defense by Carrington so far, and they're able to make a big impact on the defensive side of the court.
Here comes Talon Merring. Carrington two for their first three from the floor. On the right side, it's Wolski. They want pick and roll again. This time the switch comes, and so it's Talon Merring around a screen. Fakes a three, dribbles, gives to McElhoney. He'll drive right, pick up his dribble, dump it down to Threadgold. Two dribbles in, Alec Threadgold, kick out, Merring in the corner. He drives baseline and throws it too far for Threadgold and out of bounds. A turnover that gives it back to Grafton, who trail 4-2 on the bank forward scoreboard 100 seconds in. And it's Aiden McMillan across the timeline for the Spoilers. Goes left side, Story. He drives right, gets down the lane. Story puts it up and in, and we're tied at four. 2 minutes in, Merring crosses over going left, finds Wolski down the lane, kick out, Hoggle back for Wolski right side, down towards Threadgold, who lays it in again. Alec Threadgold with four. It is 6-4 Carrington. McMillan right side. Straight away, it's Lillemoen. Spinning right. Lillemoen down the lane. Goes right side. Open jumper off the front of the rim. Rebound taken down by Merring. The shot taken by Story. At the other end, it's Threadgold. Kick out, right side, McElhoney. He'll get the lane, spin, fire, miss it short. Rebound, Lillemoen, and here comes Reggie Rice. 6-4 Cardinals, a third of the way through the opening quarter. Rice spins into the lane, puts it up, missed it, gets his own miss, and gets fouled on the floor by Wolski. The game's first foul. 5:13 to go in the opening quarter, and it is 6-4 Cardinals. Here's Rice, hand, Lillemoen's three. He's fouled on a three, and Wolski just got his second. And that changes the game there, Vinny. Actually, yes, it is Wolski.
It really his does, second. And Tate Wolski looks dumbfounded.
Well, it was a pretty late call, and Lillemoen will shoot three, and you and Averly will get ready to check in. Lillemoen's first one is good, 6-5. And Big Drew Matt is going to enter as well. Second free throw is good, 6-6. Third tie. We've been tied at 2-4-6. Drew Matt, the 6'7 junior, is in. Ewan Averly, the 6'3 junior, is in. For Wolski, who may be done for the half, and Hoggle. All three free throws go in. It's 7-6. And now it is Talon Merring. With the two bigs in, the matchups change a bit. Here's McElhoney, pick and roll. And a three for Merring, banks in. A three for Talon Merring. And Carrington reclaimed the lead. It is 9-7. Here's a jumper by Rice that goes, and we're tied at nine. 9-9 our score. Opening quarter, 4.5 minutes left in it, and a turnover. Carrington's second turnover. Good to see Talon Merring hit his first jumper. Usually that's a good sign.
Right, it definitely is. Then that helps pick up the momentum a little bit.
4:30, first quarter, 9-9. Bank forward scoreboard. Here's Rice. Guarded by Averly. Right side, Lillemoen's three is wide right and rebounded by Big Andrew Matt. And here comes Talon Merring the other way. Talon finds Matt right side. Back to Merring. Right wing corner, Averly. Down to Matt. One dribble. Kick out. McElhoney. Open three. In and out. And the rebound comes wide to Reggie Rice. Here he comes the other way. He finds Story, who goes inside and lays it in. Tying Story with four. And now it's 11-9 Grafton. Well, this sure as heck isn't the start from Wednesday. Here's McElhoney down the lane, puts it up, missed it too long. Rebound, put back, Andrew Mack. We're tied again. Already, Vinny, four ties and four lead changes. 11-11. On the left side, Little Moen's jumpers and air ball. Rebound, Maring. Here comes McElhoney the other way, 3:30 of the first. Maddox McElhoney flying down the court, puts it up and in. Mack with four. And it's 13-11. Cardinals are fifth lead change of the quarter. Here's Reggie Rice on the left side. Fakes, goes in, fires from 17, and ties it again. Our fifth tie is 13-all. Reggie Rice gets the basket. He's got four. Here's Maring around a screen. Steps back, goes left, fires from 14. Off the front of the rim. Rebounding foul on Andrew Mack. His first, team's third. 13-13, 2:57 of the first, and in for the first time is Jack Green, 6'3 sophomore forward. And for Carrington, Hoggle is back in for Drew Mack. 13-13 with 2:57 left in the first on the bank forward scoreboard. Cardinals in Grafton. A three by Lilmoen pops out. Rebound, Threadgold. And here comes Carrington in a tie game. It's Maring. Left side, McElhoney fakes a three. Gives back to Maring. Right side, Averly. Holding. Finds McElhoney straight away against Reggie Rice. Back to Averly. On the right, he drives in, puts up a runner, and banks it home. A little bank shot for Ewan Averly. 15-13 Carrington. 2:15 to go in the first. Here's Rice around the screen. Goes right. Reggie fakes. May have pushed off. Here's a jumper that goes. Reggie Rice has six. We're tied for the sixth time this quarter. 15-15. 2 minutes left in the first. It's Maring. This is kind of how Grafton plays. There is not a lot of defense in their games. Down to Maring on the baseline. Skips it. McElhoney fakes a three. Goes inside. Fires from 14. Off the front of the rim. Rebound, Lilmoen. And here comes McMillan. Aiden McMillan down the right side of the floor against Taylen Maring. McMillan throws it towards Rice. It goes into the backcourt and I guess is saved. Here's a three for Lilmoen off the front of the rim. And the rebound out of bounds to Carrington. 1:32 to go in the first. We're tied at 15.
Looked like Averly got poked in the eye a little bit on the last offensive possession. He was holding his eye as he was walking across the court.
It's been pretty physical. No fouls called on Grafton. Here's on the left side, it's Averly, McElhoney, Maring, right side, Maring a three. He got it. Taylen Maring a triple. And Carrington lead 18-15. He's got six. 1:10 to go in the first. It's McMillan. Down the left side, Lilmoen. Trapped and taken out of his hands by Maddox McElhoney. Here comes Maring the other way. Taylen, stop and go, down the lane. Fakes, reverse layup, no. McElhoney fouled on the putback. And he'll shoot two. And it's the first on Jack Green.
Love the effort out of Carrington offensively coming out of the beginning of the first game, or the first period.
53 seconds of the first. McElhoney's first free throw tickles the twine. And the Cardinals have a 19-15 lead. Drew Mack is back in at the end of the quarter for Alec Threadgold. It was such a drag of a first quarter on Wednesday. This has not been like that at all. Second free throw, nothing but net. 20-15 Cardinals with 50 seconds left in the quarter. It's Reggie Rice through the middle of the floor. Left side, McMillan. Aiden McMillan, right side, Lilmoen pops a three. Short rebound, knocked out of bounds by Taylen Maring. 6 second difference in the clocks. Carrington leading 20-15. Baseline right inbound for Lilmoen. Throws it in to Rice on the right side. He works his way in, spinning, firing, and hitting. A tough shot for Reggie Rice. It's 20-17, and he's got eight. And now Carrington can hold for one. and they'd be well-versed to because they also get the first possession of the second quarter. So just playing catch at the head of this defense are Maring and McElhoney. Now Talen with 14 on the timer. With 12 and with 10. Talen with 8. He wants the ball screen from Drew Matt. And the three is blocked. At the other end, Lil Moen fires from half court and misses. And that's the quarter. We have played one in this Region 2A quarterfinal. And at the end of one, the 7-seed Carrington Cardinals lead the 2-seed Grafton Spoilers 20-17 on the I3G Sports Network.
This is Bryn Hansen, a senior at DeLax Billington High School and the 2025-26 North Dakota High School Activities Association Distinguished Student. Role models are more important than ever in today's society. We need to see more positive acts of good manners, good citizenship, and good sportsmanship. You can serve as a role model for others the next time you attend a high school contest by displaying good sportsmanship. Good sports are those that remember the educational intent of high school activities. The next time you attend a game or meet, remember to be somebody's positive role model. This has been a public service message from the North Dakota High School Activities Association and this radio station.
Is it time for you to switch banks? Hi, I'm Tiffany Paulson at Bank Forward in Carrington. At Bank Forward, we have everything you get from a big bank, but we're small enough to give you exceptional service. Make the switch and let us show you the Bank Forward difference. Call 652-2852 or visit bankforward.com today. Putting the customer first since 1927. It's simply the Forward way. Bank Forward, member FDIC.
Biddy Rappel 20-17 after one, a very good first quarter for Carrington.
Right, I think we did not expect this high of a scoring period, but I think Carrington was a lot solid on the...
Cardinals with it to begin the second quarter. It's Maring driving left towards the baseline. Talen Maring is fouled by Tyen Story, and he will shoot two. Cardinals shoot 50% in the first quarter, 8 of 16, 2 of 4 from 3, and 2 of 2 at the free throw line, 47% for Grafton. Story gets his first free throws here for Maring. His first one tickles the twine. And the Cardinal lead is 4 again at 21-17, 12 seconds into the second quarter. The free throw pops out, rebound Reggie Rice. And here he comes the other way for Grafton. Rice around a ball screen, pops a three and drills it. And Reggie Rice is feeling it right now. It's 21-20. Maring, Hoggle, Rice already with 11. Inside, Threadgold, partially blocked by Jack Green. And here come the Spoilers, a chance to take the lead. This game has already had 6 ties and 5 lead changes. Check that, 7 ties and 5 lead changes. On the right side, Jack Green drives in, gets too far under the basket. Kick out, Rice, 3, his first miss. Rebound, Maring. Carrington by 1 a minute into the second quarter. We owe you an ID, we'll get to it at the next dead ball. Maring, crossover. Leaves for McElhoney. He'll drive right. Maddox down the lane. Spins and kicks to Maring. Talen a three. A little long. Rebound. Knocked out of bounds by McMillan. 10 for ID on the voice of the Cardinals.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington and FM 100.1 K261EW Carrington. Locally owned and operated by I3G Media.
Carrington by 1. Here's Hoggle. Left side Maring, and a moving screen is called. And if that's Wolski, that's 3. And it is. With Vinny Rappel, BJ Walters with you. It is 21-20 Carrington. Ewan Aberle comes back in. Vinny, Tate has barely gotten into the rhythm of this game because of the foul difficulty.
Right, and I think it's just rough. He's just not gotten a couple unlucky calls, and a couple unlucky calls can really make a big difference.
Here's Reggie Rice, dribbling right, back cut, kick out. Here's Lil Moen from 17, rattles it off, rebound McElhoney. Carrington by a point, here they come. Maddox McElhoney down the center of the floor, drives in, leaves. The ball knocked out of bounds by Maring. A turnover, and here comes Andrew Matt. And he is in for Hoggle, so here's the two big lineup again. It's Averly with Maring, McElhoney, Threadgold, and Matt. McMillan Right side, Rice around a curl, fires and misses. Rebound, Ewan Averly. A little long with it. Here's Talon Maring the other way for Carrington. The junior crosses over, dumps it down. Andrew Matt lays it in and draws the foul. A chance at a three-point play on Jack Green, second foul. And now Big Drew with a chance at a three-point play as Carrington lead 23-20. Cardinal basketball brought to you by CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Center. Compassionate care close to home. The free throw for Drew spins off. Rebound Reggie Rice. Here he comes down by three. On the left side, driving Moberg kick. McMillan's three is good, and we're tied. We are tied for the eighth time of this first half. 23-all. Maring. Left side, McElhoney drives the baseline. Mack spins, fires, and misses. Backside rebound deflects to Jack Green. He throws it away right to Ewan Averly. Here's Maring. Second chance for Carrington. Maring, step back, leaves for Threadgold. Ball fakes and goes back to Talon Maring. Here's Ewan Averly. They want Drew Matt on a post-up. It deflects down to the corner. Averly starts a drive, gets into the lane. Ewan Averly misses wide left. Rebound, Lillimoen. Here comes Grafton. Reggie Rice the other way. Reggie crosses over, leaves, head of the key. McMillan a three. It's good. And Grafton lead 26-23 in a Dactyl. Timeout is called by Randy Huey. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and experience Command IQ today at dakotacentral.com. Back-to-back Aiden McMillan threes has it 26-23 Grafton with 5:04 to go in the first on the I3G Sports Network.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming? Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and Experience IQ today at www.dakotacentral.com.
Grafton went 0 for 5 from 3 in the first quarter. They have already hit 3 this quarter, thus 26-23 spoilers.
Right, I think Carrington's definitely had a much better approach to today's game than what we saw on Wednesday. I think that Carrington's been able to fight back a lot more on today, and it's been just back and forth so far this entire first half. I think that if Carrington's able to get a couple buckets early coming out of this timeout, they can get some momentum going into halftime.
Eight ties, six lead changes so far in this first half. A first half that has 5 minutes remaining. The Cardinals are down by three. And it's Talon Maring across the timeline. He dribbles left, gives to McElhoney, who gets the lane. Maddox wraparound feed. Now a trap and a kick out. Maring for three in the tie. Bang! Talon Maring a three, and it's tied at 26. Our ninth tie of the half. Inside, McMillan picks up his dribble, finds Rice for three. Off the front of the rim. Rebound, Drew Matt saves it in, but right to McMillan, who lays it home. 28-26. McMillan with 10 and a half, 8 in the quarter. Here's Maring, left side. It's with Hoggle, down to Drew Matt, gets inside. Drew has it knocked, off of his knee and out of bounds, apparently. A turnover. And here come the spoilers. Leading by two, it's Aiden McMillan. Right side, Reggie Rice. Straight away, Lillimoen drives left, pops from the elbow. Short rebound, deflected out to Andrew Matt. And here comes Talon Maring in a two-point game. The junior gives to McElhoney. Wide open three for the lead. Long backside rebound. Out of bounds to Grafton. 28-26. With 3:53 until halftime. Coming up at the half, stats and scores. Cardinals are right in this. Down by two. 3:45 to go in the half. It's Rice. Right side. McMillan drives baseline. In on Drew Matt. Wild miss. The length of Matt affecting the shot. Rebound Maring the other way. Down to Threadgold. One dribble kick out. Talon Maring wants a screen. Gets it. And leaves for Hoggle. Left side, McElhoney. Drives right. Maddox McElhoney stops. Little leaner, way off. Rebound, True Moberg. Not sure that's the shot Randy Huey wanted, but he's a senior. You'll live with it. Here's Rice. Hand checked by Threadgold. His first team second. 3:13 of the first half, 28-26 Grafton. On the bank forward scoreboard. Rice down towards Lil Moen, and Lil Moen flopped, and they finally didn't give it to him. That happened six times Wednesday. I did go back and watch. He flopped six times. This time, nothing called, and the ball out of bounds to Carrington. Here's Maring, right side McElhoney, and in the playoffs, you're not going to get that call. It just ain't going to happen. McElhoney picks up his dribble, finds Maring. Talon goes left. Oh, we got the lane, and he lays it home. We're tied again, and Talon Maring is having himself quite the half. He's got 12. We're tied for the 10th time. 28-all, a Rice three is short, and Maring has it. 2:30 to play in the half in a tie game at 28. Talon Maring on the right side. Gives to McElhoney. Fakes a three. Drives left and has his pass saved in behind the back by Rice. Up ahead is McMillan. He'll lay it up and miss it. Get his own miss. Pop from eight. Miss it again. Rebound McElhoney. And he's fouled by Story. His second, team's third. Ewan Averly back in for Carrington. For Andrew Matt. This has been a very good half and a big 219 here for Carrington.
It really has, and I think this should get a lot of Carrington fans excited.
It's Maring. Right side, Averly holding, dumping, McElhoney back to Averly, back to McElhoney right wing against Rice. Now Maring pops another three, a little long. Rebound, Reggie Rice. Here he comes the other way. Rice holds, goes right side. Moberg gets inside, kick out. Rice down the lane, got fouled, no basket, got fouled by Averly on the floor. It's the third team foul and Ewan's first. That's not a bad foul.
Right, it's not a bad foul at all.
Prevents a layup, and Bentley Degeldier checks in. 6 foot freshman forward for the Spoilers. 28-all, 1:54 to go in the half. Here's Reggie Rice. Straight away, Moberg. He drives the lane and got fouled on the floor. Again, no basket. But it's the second on thread goal. 14 foul, tied at 28 with 1:51 to go until halftime. Grafton trying to convince people it's five fouls. It's not. It's four. Lil Moen dumps it into McMillan, and his shot got blocked by Averly. Rebound, Ewan. Up ahead, it's Hoggle. Spinning left, finds Maring. Here's McElhoney, right side, Ewan Averly. Ball faking around a screen. Finds Hoggle, left wing, Maring. Jabs, right, steps back left. Finds McElhoney on a basket cut. Free throw line jumper, wide right. Rebound, Reggie Rice. Here he comes the other way. Rice against Averly, left wing. It's Lil Moen trying to get baseline. Puts it up. And puts it in. Lil Moen's first field goal makes it 30-28. He's got five. It's Maring with 1:10 left in the half. Talon dribbles left, fires a three. In and out. It was halfway down. Rebound Rice. Quickly Degeldier the other way. Back to Rice. He was barely across half court. Now he takes a 30-footer. Way off. Offensive rebound. Moberg back up and in. 32-28. His first bucket. 4-point lead is the largest for Grafton. Averly, Threadgold, holding. Back to Ewan Averly. 16-second difference in the clocks. A three for Ewan. Bank strong. Rebound McMillan. Grafton finishing the half very strongly, and now they can hold for the final shot. And that's what they're doing. Rice is just dribbling and dribbling. Moberg, back to Rice. Reggie Rice, 10 to shoot, 11 in the half. Rice against Averly. Crosses over going left. Pop out, 3-4. Lil Moen is an air ball out of bounds. And Carrington will get a shot with 1:09 left in the half. Let's see if they can come up with a little magic here. It's a shot clock violation officially. The ball is thrown in to Mehring. He'll fire from 65 feet. Oh, he barely missed it to the left. And we have reached halftime in Mayville of this Region 2A quarterfinal with the score. The Grafton Spoilers 32, the Carrington Cardinals 28. And our halftime report is next on the I3G Sports Network.
Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
Hi, this is James at Bassett Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BassettMotors.com or call us 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in to see our wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles.
Where our customers send their friends.
On tap, I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks. Headlocks.
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details and visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks.
Headlocks, Carrington, North Dakota.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care, because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
CHI, St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. If you're traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI, St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
We are back inside the Louis Lee Fieldhouse on the campus of Mayville State University. We have reached halftime with the score. The number 2 seed, Grafton Spoilers 32. The number 7 seed, Carrington Cardinals 28. And now look at the numbers. Carrington had a difficult second quarter in which they went 3 for 13. But overall, 11 of 29, 38%. They are 3 of 10, 30% from 3, and 3 of 5, 60% at the line, being led by 12 points and 5 boards from Taylen Mehring. 6 points and 5 boards for Maddox McAloney. 4 points each for Andrew Matt and Alec Threadgold, and 2 points for Ewan Aberley. Grafton shot 39%, 13 of 33 in that first half, 3 of 13 from 3, 23%, and 3 of 3 at the free throw line. 11 points and 7 boards for Reggie Rice. 10 points in quick succession for Aiden McMillan. 5 points, 5 points on 1 of 8 shooting for Brody Littlemoen in that first half. 4 points for Tyan Story and 2 for True Moberg. There were 10 ties and 6 lead changes in the first half. Carrington's biggest lead, 20 to 15. Grafton's biggest lead right now at 32 to 28. Some of the finer points: Grafton is plus 3 rebounding, 18 to 15. Carrington have 5 assists, 6 turnovers. Grafton have 3 assists, 4 turnovers. And Carrington led 20 to 17 after 1. Grafton leads 32 to 28 at the half. But Vinny, they held Littlemoen and Rice to 16 in the first half. Littlemoen just 1 field goal in the half. That's the good. The bad is the last minute and a half of that half was all Grafton.
Right. Carrington definitely had a great first half. I think much better than what we saw on Wednesday. They came up with a lot more energy and they had a lot more fire behind them tonight or in the first half. And I think now they just got to be able to shut down the big playmakers for Grafton, keep doing what they're doing on offense, and just try to get more involved in the postgame.
Tate Wolski's availability is going to be a thing here in the second half.
Right. Tate Wolski is definitely going to be a big factor because he's only got a couple fouls left to spare, and I think he's definitely going to be a big, important player coming into the fourth quarter.
You've gotten 12 points from Talen Merring. He's hit three threes. Nobody else has hit a three. That's another thing that Carrington had to have if they were going to have any chance tonight. Talen Merring's got to be the good Talen Merring, and he has been.
Right, and I think if he's able to continue to do what he's been doing tonight, and I think that if they get a couple more people involved on the scoring side of the ball, I think Carrington will be just fine.
Let's take a look at what else is going on in North Dakota Class A basketball. In Region 1, Wahpeton defeated Northern Cass 52-49. Right now, Kindred is playing Valley City. And I'm going to try and get an update, but let me give you other scores while I try to do that, because this is going to take a little bit of a moment, I believe. Now, other scores in Region 2 earlier today here in Mayville. Four wins, Minnewaukan 82-47 over Harvey Wells County. Devils Lake 64-37 over Thompson. Region 3, Turtle Mountain over Ned Rose 67-51. Rugby over Stanley 62-51. Region 4, Beulah over Standing Rock 94-32. Hazen over Kildare 62-51. And going on right now in Class A, it is Newtown leading Shiloh Christian in the third, 36-28. Oh, this can't be right. I'm going to go with it. Valley City leading Kindred after one, 15-8. South Prairie Max over Botno after one, 19-17. That Valley City Kindred game can be heard right now on our sister stations, KOVC and KBMW. Vinny, second half adjustments. Carrington has played a pretty good half. Now, how do they win the game?
Right, Carrington's definitely going to have to get more involved in the post game, try to get as many points as they can when they have Drew and Threadgold on the floor, because when you got those two, those are your biggest guys, and you want to get them as involved as much as you can.
What about for Grafton?
I think they just need to spread the ball out more, let a couple guys get some more points up on the board, and I think if they're able to all around shoot better as a team, they're going to be just fine.
32-28. Spoilers over the Cardinals in Carrington basketball season long, brought to you by Bickett Insurance. For your free estimate on auto, farm, home, business, or life insurance, call Bickett Insurance, 652-1775, located near the roundabout in Carrington. And the second half is next on the I3G Sports Network.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience. We know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Give Bickett Insurance a call today.
Better get Bickett, Bickett Insurance Agency. Better get Bickett.
The game is close. It's a big rivalry. Students jump out of their seats while the cheerleaders lead the chanting. Everyone is on edge. The shot is up and the buzzer sounds. All eyes follow the ball. Will it fall through the net? You can hear the hush of the crowd. With your whistle, you watch if his feet were inside the line or not. The crowd erupts. It's a game winner. Or is it? You make the call. Become an official. Contact your local high school. A message from the North Dakota High School Activities Association.
Walters and Rappel back with you. By the way, another upset in Class B Region 2, but it's not an upset. Midway Minto destroys St. John 59-27. It's not an upset.
No, I wouldn't say it's an upset at all. Midway Minto just had a rough few games, and now I think they can start to go back on the incline.
Rory Entsi now has a path to the state tournament after that Oaks loss. And EKM ran over Sergeant County today, 51-28. You give Rory Entsi a chance to go to state, he ain't gonna miss, brother. he ain't going to miss.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely a dedicated team, and if they're able to keep playing the way they were able to today, they'll be able to make it far in the postseason.
They'll play Kidder County tomorrow night, a team they've already beaten twice this year. If you weren't with us earlier, Oaks is done in B1. After losing to Sargent County. Grafton will move right to left, Carrington left to right. McMillan, right side, Reggie Rice. Here's a three for Lil Moen that's long and rebounded by nobody. Out of bounds, it goes to Carrington. That's a good start to the second half. Another missed shot by Lil Moen, who's 1 for 9 from the field. So now Carrington with it. Tate Wolski's back in there with his three fouls. It's Maring to McElhoney, driving the lane, kicking out. Right side, Threadgold, straight away Wolski. Drives and lost it. And up ahead, Reggie Rice thought he had a layup, and instead he throws it down with one hand. It's 34-28. Maring tried to take it away from him. It didn't quite happen. Rice has 13. Maring swung around to McElhoney. Right side, down low to Threadgold. Throws it up top. Wolski towards Maring, knocked away and saved in by Rice. Lil Moen, left side, Moberg. Leaner didn't get it. Late foul called on Maring. His first and free throws for Moberg. Not a good start to this half. Two turnovers, a dunk. And now free throws for Moberg. First one rolls in. Largest lead, Spoilers, 35-28. Moberg has three. Wolski checks out. Wait a minute. Did they call that on Wolski? No, it is on Maring. Okay, I was going to say, wait a minute now. Hold on a second. Second free throw rolls in, 36-28. And it's an 8-0 Grafton run. They have their largest lead. Here's Maring. Dribbling left. Gives to McElhoney. Holds. Right side. Threadgold. Back to McElhoney. Left wing. Maring. Fakes a three. Now crosses over. Gets baseline. Spins right. Finds McElhoney. He'll drive in. Spin. Fire from the elbow. And knock it down. 36-30. Maddox McElhoney with eight. 6:35 of the third, a six-point game. Here's Rice driving left. Reggie Rice is fouled. There's no way that's a foul. But Averly gets called for it. His second, and Rice will shoot two. Rice leans into Averly. And I don't know what you're supposed to do as a defender there.
Hey, it's a great act if you're the shooter.
It is.
Works out for you.
And the free throw goes, 37-30. Rice will have a second. He's got 14. He's been the offense in this game. Second free throw. Rolls out. Rebound. Hoggle. 37-30. Grafton on top. Their largest lead has been 8. Here's Maring. Around a screen. Dribbles left. Stops. Gives to McElhoney. Right side, Averly. Dump down. Threadgold will lay it up and in. 5-point game. 37-32. Story against Threadgold. 6 minutes left in the third. Right side, it's Moberg. Back to Story. He goes up top for Rice. In the corner, McMillan's three is long. Rebound, Threadgold. Carrington down by 5 with the basketball. 5:45 and counting third quarter. It's Maring holding. Popping a three. A little long. Rebound loose and controlled by Lil Moen. And here's Rice. Reggie Rice on the right side. Pops his own three and misses long. And the ball is saved by McMillan. A second chance at it. Rice is fouled by Averly, his third. Boy, oh boy. Postseason is usually when a little more physicality is allowed, but Not there. 37-32, and Wolski back in. Moberg dribbles right, picks up his dribble, finds a wide open McMillan. He'll drive left, find Moberg in the corner for a three. That's almost an air ball. Rebound, Threadgold. Here comes Carrington down five. 5:10 to play in the third. Hoggle, right side, McAloney. Holding against Rice. Gets a ball screen. McAloney looks and finds Maring. He fakes a three. Driving kick. McAloney a three. A little long and rebounded by McMillan. And here comes Rice the other way. Rice shuffles it off. Lil Moen's three is good. His first three-pointer makes it 40-32. He's got eight. And it's Maring. And a Dactel timeout is called by Randy Huey. It will be a 30, so we'll keep it here, a Dactel timeout. 40-32. I think this is a good timeout by Randy Huey.
Right, I think it definitely came at the right time. Grafton got a little hot offensively, and I think now Carrington's got some work to do to come catch back up.
Grafton 40, Cardinals 32. 4:39 to play in the third quarter. The winner of this gets the winner of Hillsboro Central Valley and Mayport CG. Meanwhile, 4:30 to go in the second quarter. It's still Valley City 16, Kindred 10. There's no way that could happen, could it?
I mean, anything's possible.
You're stretching the definition of anything saying something like that, you know?
Well, sometimes that 1% can work out.
Cardinals have it down eight. Here's Maring. Dribbles to the left side, crosses over right, finds McAloney. Right side, it's Wolski. Andrew Matt is back in, two bigs in there. Here's McAloney, driving right into the lane. On the baseline, Wolski from 14, skips it over the rim, rebound Lil Moen. At the other end, Rice. Rice pops a 26-foot three and rattles it off, rebound Maring. Here he comes the other way, down by eight. Talen down the center of the floor, around a screen, pops a three. A little wide left, rebound Lil Moen. Carrington's gone cold. On the right side, it's Rice. Holding, skipping, McMillan open three. That's off the rim, put back, Lil Moen no. And it's taken in by Threadgold. Here's Maring, left side McAloney, into the lane. Maddox puts it up, puts it off the rim. Rebound loose and out of bounds off Wolski. 3:46 of the third, 40-32 spoilers. And now look at this, Carrington jumping into the press. Here's Rice down the left side. Rice nearly lost it. Backdoor cut, and a foul is called on the baseline. And if that's Threadgold, that's three. It is. So Carrington have three players with three fouls.
That definitely is going to be a big issue coming into the fourth quarter.
Hayden Hoggle's back in for Threadgold. We'll see if Carrington does start to press more. When they did on Wednesday, it wasn't good for Grafton. Here's Lomo in a corner three. That's short. Rebound Maring. 40-32. 3:30 of the third. Bank forward scoreboard. Talen Maring crosses over going left. Gets downhill. Puts it up. Banks it too strong. Offensive rebound Wolski. That got blocked by Lomo and rebounded by Rice. Reggie Rice the other way. Finds Moberg down the lane. Moberg blocked out of bounds by Andrew Matt.
That's what adding a 6'7 post does for you.
It does help, doesn't it?
Especially at the high school level.
And a baseline left inbound for Lil Moen. He throws it into Rice. Basket cut. McMillan fouled by Hoggle. Free throws for McMillan. Carrington's over the limit. Hoggle's first foul.
Being over the limit with 3 minutes left in the period is not very good for Carrington.
No, it's not. It is not indeed, especially when Grafton hasn't been called for one yet. McMillan fires and rattles it home. 41-32, he's got 11. Second one upcoming for Aiden McMillan. And for the first time today, Grafton have a double-digit lead. It's 42-32. Carrington just need to hit a couple baskets. 42-32. Wolski around an Andrew Matt screen. Left side, deflected ball by Reggie Rice. It stays with Carrington. 2:58 of the third. Maring into the front court, goes right side to Wolski, holding down to Andrew Matt, whose lefty hook is long, but he got fouled and he'll shoot two. McMillan gets his first, team's first of the third. Free throws upcoming for Andrew Matt. He's 0 for 1 in the game. His first one is wide left. At the half, Valley City 27, Kindred 26. Kindred's going to win that game. Just trust me on
that.
Second one for Andrew Matt on the way. Long rebound, Lillimoen. Spoilers by 10. Carrington has just gone cold. Here's Rice down the right side. Stops, floater, spins it off. Rebound, Wolski. Here's Maring, down by 10. McElhoney in the corner. Drive, stops, down towards Drew Matt, stolen by Lillimoen. Up ahead, numbers. McMillan, 2-on-1. McMillan lays it home. He's got 14, and it's 44-32 Grafton. They've started this quarter 12-4. Down to Drew Matt, and he is fouled. On the floor by Lillimoen, his first. Alec Threadgold back in for Andrew Matt. 2:11 of the third. Can they get it under 10 going to the fourth? That's the big question right now. 2:11, third quarter. And it's Wolski off the inbound. Kick out to McElhoney. Driving right. Maddox gets downhill and gets blocked by Rice. Rebounded by Lillimoen. Tons of contact. Nothing was called. Here's McMillan down towards Lillimoen to lay it in. And he's got 10. It's 46-32. Maring. Step back. A three for Talon is good. 46-35. He's got 15. Now in the middle against this press. It's Moberg. Wraparound feed in the corner. Lillimoen's three is good. And he's hit a couple in the quarter. He's got 8 in the quarter, 13 in the game. And it's 49-35. Maring, Hoggle. Here's McElhoney. Around a screen for three. A little long and rebounded by Rice. Reggie Rice the other way. Spoilers by 14. And it's taken out of his hands by Wolski. What a play by Tate. 49-35 at the other end. The layup by McElhoney doesn't go. Rebound put back, Threadgold. He's got 8, 49-37. At the other end, Rice spins right. Downhill, skips it to the corner, Moberg. Holds and gives to Lillimoen for another three. That's long and rebounded in the air. Still loose. Wolski has it, and a held ball will give it to Carrington. 41 seconds of the third. Ewan Averly back in. Randy Huey's upset because Wolski has the ball and got bear hugged. Should have been a foul. Right side, McElhoney in a 12-point game. Drives baseline, stops, leaves it. Here's Wolski, left side. And Maring wants to hold at the head of the key. Now Talon drives left and gives to Averly. Weaving right, got fouled by McMillan, his second. Team's third. Second. 12-point game. If Carrington can hit a shot here, got it down to 10, maybe even 9. Then who knows? McElhoney throws it out of bounds. Wolski wasn't looking. And now Carrington in the press. It's just a jump trap press, but it was very effective on Wednesday. It's thrown in to Lillimoen. 15 seconds left in the third. Brody Lillimoen gives to McMillan. Right side, Moberg. Now Rice with seven, with six. Rice, backdoor cut, deflected ball. Comes to Lil Moen, and he'll shoot free throws. I'm not going to say he was fouled because I genuinely don't think he was. But Threadgold is called for his fourth. And Andrew Matt will get ready to check in. Bentley Degeldier as well. The free throw's good. And he's got 14. 9 this quarter. 50-37. Second one for Lil Moen. Also good. 51-37 Grafton. They also bring in Christian O'Hara for the final 3.4 seconds of the quarter. Mehring with two, with one. Finds Wolski at the buzzer. Did he get it off? He didn't. And so we have played three quarters with the score on the Bank Forward scoreboard. Grafton 51, Carrington 37 on the I3G Sports Network.
Is it time for you to switch banks? Hi, I'm Tiffany Paulson at Bank Forward in Carrington. At Bank Forward, we have everything you get from a big bank, but we're small enough to give you exceptional service. Make the switch and let us show you the Bank Forward difference. Call 652-2852 or visit bankforward.com today. Putting the customer first since 1927. It's simply the forward way. Bank Forward, member FDIC.
Now is the time, now is the time.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming? Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and Experience IQ today at www.dakotacentral.com.
Tough quarter for Carrington, just 4-13 from the field. Grafton was only 5 of 15, but they were 7 of 8 on free throws. There's the difference, 51-37 through 3. Grafton with a basketball. Rice lost it momentarily, picks it up, throws it left side. Lil Moen blocked by Mehring, rebounded by McElhoney. Taylen Mehring down the right side. Holds, goes down to Drew Matt, stolen by Reggie Rice. Rice the other way, goes right side. McMillan lays it in. Largest lead of the game for Grafton. 53-37. Wolski on the baseline, spins down to Drew Matt. One dribble in, lays it home and draws the foul on Lil Moen. Chance of a three-point play for Andrew Matt as Lil Moen picks up his second.
It's got to be so tough, especially in high school, to guard someone that's 6'7 in the paint.
And wide.
Right, and he's got a big body. I mean, just getting a shoulder into somebody can put someone on their butt.
Free throw. Off the front of the rim. He is 0 for 4 from the line. 53-39. Grafton by 14. Story, right side Moberg. Now Rice. Rice, ball fakes. Jabs, fires a 26-foot three and sinks it. Reggie Rice with 17, and it's 56-39. 7:01 and counting left, and a Dactel timeout is called by Randy Huey. Will take it as well. 7:01 to play, 56-39 on the I3G Sports Network.
Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
Hi, this is James at Bassett Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BassettMotors.com or call us 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in and see our wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles.
Where our customers send their friends.
On tap, I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks.
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details and visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks. Headlocks.
Headlocks. Carrington, North Dakota.
Back at the Louis Lee Fieldhouse in Mayville, North Dakota. Grafton leading Carrington 56-39, and Benny, they've just simply gotten hot from the field in the second half.
Right, I think it's been a little bit of Grafton's gotten hot and Carrington's just gotten cold. Every shot the Carrington's taken so far has just not been falling in.
Here's Merring faking a three, dumping it down to Wolski. One dribble, kick out, Averly, hand, McElhoney. He'll drive left, Maddox down the lane with a jumper off the mark. Backside rebound knocked out of bounds by Wolski. Goes to Grafton, and now Carrington's going to press. And it is going to be really hard. And if it gets beat, guess what? That's fine. Story throws it in short to McMillan. He'll dribble right side against Wolski. Straight away, Rice. Jabs right, goes left, dumps it off. Knocked out of bounds off Lilmullen. Another turnover for Grafton. Jalen Merring across the big M at the center of the court. Dumped down, Threadgold holding, kicking, McElhoney. Right side, Merring, a three in the air, and it's good. Jalen Merring with 18, and it's 56-42. 6:18 to play, and a near steal. Here's Story, right side fouled, and it's on Merring. His second. Look, you're going to have to live with a few fouls if you're pressing this hard.
Right,
and that's
think,
okay.
Right, and Merring's definitely the one you want taking the foul in the situation because Threadgold already has three.
They can't get the ball in. They can't get the ball in. Timeout, Grafton. 56-42 as the Merring three brought Carrington back within 14. It's a 30. We'll keep it here and we'll actually pause for station identification on the voice of the Cardinals.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington and FM 100.1 K261EW Carrington. Locally owned and operated by I3G Media.
BJ Walters, Vinny Rappel with you. 56-42 spoilers, 6:13 to go. So, Vinny, what is it about this press that Grafton has had such a miserable time with?
I think they just haven't, it looks like they just haven't practiced for a press. I mean, when there's five people all working in the press, that a lot of teams don't prepare for this.
Aiden McMillan gets the inbounds pass there and brings it into the front court. Straight away for Rice, guarded by Averly. Rice, a step back three, is short, rebound loose and controlled by Grafton. A Lilmullen three is good. Lilmullen with 12 in the half and 17 in the game. It's all Grafton in the second half. 59-42, and now Carrington turn it over with 5:44 to go. Throwing it in Story. He does to Reggie Rice, and there's numbers the other way. Reggie Rice goes inside and lays it home and draws the foul on McElhoney. Chance at a three-point play. Reggie Rice has been very good, and so has Brody Lilmullen.
Reggie Rice just got perfect size, and he's such an aggressive shooter.
Well, he's got a chance at a three-point play, and if he gets it, and he does not, so he's still stuck on 19. I was going to say we'd give him 20. But the margin is 19, 61-42. McElhoney to a cutting Averly, who's fouled. He'll shoot two. Reggie Rice gets his first. Team's second of the fourth quarter. And so free throws for you and Averly, the junior. Fires. And rolls it home. Rim and glass make, 61-43. Ewan's got three. His second one gives him four, 61-44, and Carrington pick up in the full court. And again, Story doesn't know where to go with the ball. He finally figures it out and gives it to Rice. Down the center of the floor, Reggie Rice. Left side, McMillan gets inside and can't hit the layup. Rebound batted wide to Rice. Back cut, Lil Moen to lay it in. And it's 63-44. Here's Merring. Talon around a screen for three. He banks it to the right. Rebound McMillan. Here's Story left side, or Moberg rather. Moberg gives straight away for Rice at 38 feet. He'll dribble right, step back, take a 26-footer and drill it. Rice with 22 and the lead is 22. 66-44. Timeout, Carrington. It'll be a 30, a Dactyl timeout. 66-44. Grafton. And they're headed to Tuesday night.
Reggie Rice is just such an athlete. I mean, he was just able to, his ball control and his dribbling skills are just at another level.
You know, coming up in postgame, after Coach Huey talks to his team, and he has told us he wants to talk to them for a few minutes, so just stay on the air if we can, and we will. Grafton's not going to be very good next year. You're losing 55 points a game. You're just not going to be any good.
Right. I mean, it's going to be a long rebuild season because, I mean, your two biggest playmakers on both sides of the ball are just gone.
They better win something this year. That's all I'm saying. And this region, it's going to look a lot different next year. Devil's Lake graduates a lot of points, too. Four wins, Minnewaukan isn't here anymore. Hillsboro graduates a lot. Carrington's going to be able to compete next year. There's no doubt about it. Here's McAloney. Left side, Merring drives the lane, pops from 16 from the baseline and hits. Talon Merring makes it 66-46, and he has got 20. Rice against Wolski, fouled by Wolski, and that'll be his fourth. Team's third. Really, the top two teams in this league next year might be Mayport CG and Devil's Lake. Mayport has almost everybody back next year. Plus a year understanding Class A basketball under their belt next year. Here's Rice. Straight away, McMillan in a 20-point game. Right side, Moberg to Story straight away. Right side, Rice. McMillan, they're going to start to work the clock. That's a smart move. Down the lane and losing it right out of bounds is Moberg, a turnover. And a timeout, 30, is called by Riley Littlemoen. So, again, we'll keep it here for this Dactyl timeout. Cardinals have not embarrassed themselves at all tonight.
No, they had a really good first half. I mean, it was back and forth the entire time, and then second half came, and they just went really flat in the third quarter, and now they slowly are just working their way back in the fourth. They don't got enough time to do it.
And the three-point shot is still a heck of a weapon, and Grafton got hot from three starting in that second quarter. They've now hit eight of them.
Right. I mean, there's just not much you can do when they make that many shots outside the arc.
Carrington's hit five. They're all Talon Merring. He's got 20. He's got it now. Right side. Wolski holding. Finds McAloney, who got bumped. Finishes and draws the foul. Chance at a three-point play for the senior McAloney as McMillan fouled him.
McAloney just looked towards the sideline and said, "Did I hit it?" I don't think he knew if that went in there at all.
How about that? He did hit it. He's into double figures with 10. Chance at a three-point play. Fires. Short. Rebound. Littlemoen. Fouled. And, of course, they call a very, very, very touchy foul on Wolski to foul him out of his final game. So Tate fouls out. Ewan Averly's in. Tell you what, the first chance he gets, he's going to throw a baseball about as hard as he possibly can in frustration, and it'll probably be a strike. Vinny, I hope you're not in the box when that happens this spring.
Oh, I'm ready.
McMillan, right side, gets it back. skips it left side to Story, back to McMillan. Here's Rice, left wing corner, 3:35 to go. Rice in the lane, leaves it for the floater by Mauberg. He's got six, and it is 68-48. Maring, McAloney drives in, kicks it out towards Threadgold. And now here is Maring for three. A little short, rebound loose, controlled by Lillimoen. And he'll give it to Rice with 3 minutes left. McMillan right side, straight away for Lillimoen. McMillan, Rice at 34 feet. Dribbles left, gets downhill, and apparently got fouled by Aberley, his fourth. And free throws for Reggie Rice, as that's the 10th team foul. 15 foul. Man, I went back in the Wayback Machine there for a second. Two shots nonetheless. 68-48, and the free throw's good. 69-48. Second one. On the way. Short. Rebound, Threadgold. 69-48, Grafton. Maring, right side, Aberley. McAloney jabs, drives left, spins right. Gets inside, puts it up, missed it short. Rebound, Aberley. Back to McAloney, to cutting Maring, who is fouled by Rice, his second. Now, this is a Grafton team that just last week got blown out by Hillsborough Central Valley. What do you think if that's the matchup tomorrow night?
I think it's definitely, they're going to have to wake up a little bit and they're going to have to play sharp.
Maring, McAloney, a three, it's short. Rebound, Aberley. Back inside, finds Threadgold for two. Alec Threadgold's basket gives him 10, another double-digit scoring game. And it's 69-50. How fun is it going to be next year? Alec Threadgold and Drew Matt for a whole season.
Right, I think it's definitely going to be getting a lot of Carrington fans excited.
Here's Lillimoen with 1:50 to play on the bank forward scoreboard, 69-50. Lillimoen around a screen, stops, dumps it off towards Rice. Loose ball, Moberg inside for two. And he's got eight, 71-50. Here's Maring the other way. Talon drives right, gets down the lane, puts it up and in. He's got 22. And a timeout, Carrington. It has to be a full. It's the last Dactel timeout of the season for Randy Huey. 71-52 in favor of Grafton on the I3G Sports Network.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
A minute 28 to go, 71-52 Grafton. Six wins for the Cardinals in a year where, because of the injuries from football, you really did wonder.
Right, there's definitely a lot of question marks coming into the season with the injuries from football, and I think hopefully next season there won't be so many injuries and they'll be able to have a full team.
We don't even know what Justin Hone can do yet because he had the ACL tear in football. Aiden McMillan, Reggie Rice with 80 seconds left. Left side, Story. Moberg. Here's Lillimoen. 15 to shoot, 107 in the game. Lillimoen holds, dribbles left, pops a three, pops it out. Rebound, out of bounds off Story. It goes to Carrington, down by 19. And now Asher McAloney is going to get his big brother. Maddox gets a hand from the Carrington fans across the way, the other senior. And now here comes Jamison Coots for, he's not even sure who. Adrian Otis is going to come in. He's in for Alec Threadgold as Coots. Otis is in. So is Radke Huey and Isaiah Otis. Grafton also empties the bench. Adrian Otis is going to be the starting point guard next year, and that gets Talon Merring back to being a two guard, and he's a very good two guard.
Right, and I think that there's definitely a lot of exciting players that are going to be coming up for Carrington next year.
There's pieces here. That's what we're getting at. There's pieces here.
That's a better way to put it.
McAloney to Radke Huey. Right side Coots. Down to Isaiah Otis. Works his way in. Spins. Leaner fouled by O'Hara. And free throws upcoming for Isaiah Otis. Otis shoots a pair. His first one spins off. Jace Coleman comes in for Adrian Otis. Radke Huey checks out for Weston Ehrman. Keep your eyes and ears on Jace Coleman. I think he's going to be a nice player for Carrington. Second one no good. Rebound Grafton. Mason Luoma at the other end getting inside and getting called for steps is Degaldier. 71-52. There are pieces, though, for Carrington. Randy Huey's going to build it. And this will not always be the result on the opening day of regionals. A steal. And at the other end, O'Hara misses. The putback is no good. Try it one more time and get blocked by Asher McAloney. Here's a three for Degaldier that's short. And taken in by Asher McAloney. Final 15 seconds. Asher the other way. Final 10 seconds. Jamison Coots holds. Finds Asher. Left side Weston Ehrman. Here's Coots. Down to Jace Coleman. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Jace puts it up. Misses. And that's that. 71-52 is the final. Grafton advances to take on the winner of Mayport CG and Hillsboro Central Valley. And our postgame report is next on the I3G Sports Network.
CHI, St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. Traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience. We know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Give Bickett Insurance a call today.
Better get Bickett, Bickett Insurance Agency. Better get Bickett.
This is Brynn Hansen, a senior at DeLax Billington High School and the 2025-26 North Dakota High School Activities Association Distinguished Student. Where do high school students learn about competition, free enterprise, morals, values, and how to succeed in our society? In uniquely staged high school activity programs. You can be a part of this valuable learning experience by attending a number of the many high school athletic, music, and speech events in your community. This has been a public service message from the North Dakota High School Activities Association and this radio station.
We're back in Mayville, 71-52, as the Grafton Spoilers advance to the Region 2A semifinals with Vinny Rappel. I'm BJ Walters. Now the numbers. Grafton ended up shooting 26 of 63 for 41%. They were 8 of 29, 28% from 3, and 11 of 14, 79% at the line. 23 points, 10 rebounds for Reggie Rice, 20 points, 13 rebounds for Brody Lilmo, and 16 points for Aiden McMillan. They also got 8 from True Moberg and 4 from Tyon Story. For Carrington, they shoot 39%, 21 of 54. They shoot 26%, 5 of 19 from 3, and they were 5 of 13, 39% from the free throw line. 22.8 boards for Taylen Maring. He hit 5 threes, 10 each for Maddox McAloney and Alec Threadgold, 6 for Andrew Matt, and 4 for Ewan Averly. There were 10 ties and 6 lead changes. The largest lead for Carrington was 20 to 15. The largest lead for Grafton was by 21 at 71 to 50. The Cardinals finish 6 and 16. The Spoilers are 16 and 5. Some of the other numbers: rebounding was 37 to 29, Grafton. Carrington had 9 assists, 13 turnovers. Grafton had 11 assists, 8 by Reggie Rice. Reggie Rice almost had a triple-double. 23, 10, and 8 tonight. He almost had a triple-double. They had 8 turnovers, 2 blocks, and 6 steals. The only Carrington block credited was Taylen Maring, but Drew Mack clearly swatted one out of bounds. I don't know where they missed that one at, but yeah, Drew sent one all the way to Hillsboro from here, and we're in Mayville, so our final count, 71-52. We'll come back and await Randy Hooey. We'll either have Randy Hooey or we'll give you scores from around the state right after this on the I3G Sports Network.
Is it time for you to switch banks? Hi, I'm Tiffany Paulson at Bank Forward in Carrington. At Bank Forward, we have everything you get from a big bank, but we're small enough to give you exceptional service. Make the switch and let us show you the Bank Forward difference. Call 652-2852 or visit bankforward.com today. Putting the customer first since 1927. It's simply the Forward way. Bank Forward, member FDIC.
Now is the time, now is the time.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming? Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and Experience IQ today at www.dakotacentral.com.
Motors, where our customers send their friends.
Hi, this is James at Bassette Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BassetteMotors.com or call us 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in and see our wide selection Bassette of new Motors, and pre-owned vehicles.
Where our customers send their friends.
On tap, I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks! Headlocks!
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details and visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks! Headlocks!
Headlocks, Carrington, North Dakota.
Randy Hooey told me before the game that he was going to take a few minutes with his team, so it's not a surprise that he's not here yet. That's okay as we continue on our postgame because we can give you scores tonight. Let's start in Class A. They're not going away. 5 minutes left. Fourth quarter, Valley City 52, Kindred 48. They're not going away yet. Also, Botno has beaten South Prairie Max. Shiloh Christian came back to beat Newtown 61-54. And Wahpeton earlier today beats Northern Cass 52-49. Valley City Kindred is on KOVC right now and KBMW. If we don't have Randy here shortly, we're going to wrap it up so we can listen to the end of that one, to be perfectly honest with you. We're not going to lie to you because we do have Randy Hooey coming up Sunday night on This Week in Carrington Sports. But, Vinny, that would be an absolute stone. I don't care if they don't have Brooks Bacco. Valley City's 3-17. That would be a stone-cold shocker.
Right, it would, and it would really shock a lot of people, as it should, because, I mean, when you only win three games, there's not many teams that are going to be excited with it as enough energy to play with you.
That's
with
also you. The defending state champs on the ropes against Valley City. Remember the crazy comeback against Devil's Lake in the second half last year.
Right, well, like I said, when we come to the postseason, all teams got to be playing at their best, and seedings don't matter.
In Class B, it's not been a good day for top seeds. Oaks is gone, 50-45 to Kidder County. Park River's gone, 64-61 to North Star. Also, North Border knocks out Langdon, 54-38. Look, none of those one or two seeds in Region 2B were going to win. It was going to be all 3 and 4 seeds today.
Right.
Langdon got hot for a weekend. Anybody can do that. So, whatever. Our Redeemers has been hot all year. 93-37 over Trenton today. Our Redeemers ain't playing, man. They're trying to win a championship. And frankly, if they win their region, they're probably the number two seed at the state tournament behind Central McLean. All right, we'll come back, take a break, see where we're at. If we don't have Randy, that's okay. We'll get him for This Week in Carrington Sports. If we got him, we'll talk to him right after this on the i3G Sports Network.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
CHI, St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. If you're traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI, St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Back in Mayville, we do have the head coach of the Cardinals, Randy Hooey, with us. And, Coach, you and I just said during the break, I don't know what more your team can do. Yeah, you can get a little more, a couple more baskets from Maddox. He went 4-for-21, but you got a great game from Talen. You fought like crazy. I don't know what more your kids could do.
No, you're right. We fought really, really hard, and there is nothing to be ashamed of. Like I told the boys in the locker room, keep your heads high. When you come out of this locker room, you keep your heads up because you did everything that was asked of you, and you did it really well. You did it hard. You know, I thought we were really effective tonight for the most part. They hit some really tough shots that, you know, we had guys in their face, and, you know, I thought we did a really good job on some shooters at times. Second half, maybe we got tired. I don't know. But, you know, I still thought they hit some tough shots on us, and, you know, I guess there's nothing more than I can ask for out of the boys. They gave their all every single day, and nothing changed today.
How much? I mean, we don't want to use it as an excuse, but how much does not really having Tate available tonight because of the foul situation affect you guys?
Yeah, you know, it hurts us in the defensive end of the court for sure. I mean, second half, you know, he had to play kind of tentative, and, you know, we kept him on Rice. I thought, you know, Tate was one of our best matchups for Rice, and so we had to keep him on him, but he had to play kind of tentative, and, you know, that hurt us, you know, at times because, you know, he couldn't give it his all the whole time, and, you know, I thought we let Rice loose a couple times, But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, they started to pull away a little bit. We probably took some ill-advised shots when they were starting to make that little bit of a run. And, you know, that's something that we got to just get better at. You know, you don't get these situations every single day. And so, you know, when you do get these situations, you got to learn from them. And I hope this was a good learning experience for our boys. And, you know, this is our third straight year going one and out in the region tournament. And like I told the guys, they looked at all the juniors. I said, I'm tired of this, you know, and they are too. And I said, you know, next year, I don't want to go one and out. And I said, I want to come back in this locker room victorious and happier than heck that we're coming back Tuesday and Thursday of the week. And, you know, I just, yeah, I don't know. I kind of at a loss of words for some of it too.
We'll talk more about this Sunday night on This Week in Carrington Sports, but you've got year one of this build behind you now. This region's going to lose a lot of talented players. Grafton's not going to look anything like that next year. Four Winds isn't even here next year. Hillsboro's going to look different next year. Thompson's going to look different next year. Devil's Lake's going to look different next year. You have a lot of pieces back next year. There is a chance to really take this thing forward next year.
Yeah, absolutely there is. You know, I mean, we briefly talked about, oh, you know, we got to get some off-season work in. And, you know, and then, like you said, you know, the guys lose a lot of, you know, lose a lot. You know, Hillsboro loses a ton, too. And we just, we need to capitalize on all those, on all of that, you know, and we got to get better ourselves so that we can capitalize on those things and, you know, learn how to put teams away and stuff like that. And, you know, like late in the first half, you know, it kind of got a little tight there. Well, we took a couple of super quick shots. Well, that we can't do that in these tight games. We got to come down. We got to be efficient. We got to keep scoring. And when we were doing that early, we did a really nice job of that. We just got to keep putting that together. You know, same thing in the third quarter when they kind of put distance on themselves. Well, how many threes did we come down and go, you know, no, zero pass or one pass threes? Those are low percentage shots, you know, but we got to just keep working through that stuff. I mean, you know, we have guys that have every capability of being very, very good. And you know, and I have a lot of faith in this crew too. I mean, I love them all to death. And you know, I think they're going to put, you know, the time in that they need to put in so that next year, hopefully we don't have this feeling.
Well, Coach, we want to thank you so much for letting us be a part of your program this year. This has been a lot of fun, and we'll do it again next year.
Hey, we appreciate everything you've done for us, BJ, also. Thank you. Go Cardinals.
That is head coach Randy Huey. We'll come back and wrap it up on the I3G Sports Network.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience. We know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Give Bickett Insurance a call today.
Better get Bickett, Bickett Insurance Agency. Bickett Insurance Agency.
We're back inside the Louis Lee Fieldhouse one final time for Carrington basketball in 2025-26 as the Cardinals drop it to the Grafton Spoilers by a final count of 71-52. Back with Vinny Rappel, BJ Walters with you, and Vinny, I mean, that's all Carrington could do. That was a great effort.
Right, they definitely gave a great effort, especially in the first half. They were back and forth the whole time of that first half, and I think in third quarter they just couldn't keep their foot on the gas. They let off the momentum. I mean, there was just not much going their way in the third quarter, and then in the fourth quarter they just didn't have enough time and points to make it up.
For Vinny, he has to get busy now with baseball. And I say have to because it's bad news for us, but it's great news for Vinny. He, trust me, we're going to make an event out of it when Vinny steps into the box against Tate this spring. We're going to make an event of it, and you guys should put a friendly wager on that, by the way. You absolutely should. But, Vinny, I just want to say thank you for all the help this winter. A lot of what happens on This Week in Carrington Sports doesn't happen without Vinny filming the games, and he's done a lot of editing for us, and we're just super, super grateful that you can shed the Columbia blue for a little while and put on that Cardinal red. So thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here and happy to do it.
And hopefully we'll have you in the fall. We know we'll have you at the beginning of football season no matter what, and we're pretty pumped up about that. And one update for you, the defending champs are out. Valley City has beaten the Kindred Vikings in Fargo. Incredible. Incredible. My gosh. Gonna have to give Jerry a call now. That's all right. Hey, our great thanks to Dave Nelson. When we come to a regional tournament, we know we're going to be treated great because Dave's the man. So our great thanks to our tournament director here in Mayville. Our great thanks to our sponsors. This does not happen without you. None of this happens. There is no broadcast without you guys. So thank you so much for continuing to support what we're doing. And we're going to continue to bring you what you like. Except for a week from Sunday. We're taking a break next week. We're separating the winter and the spring with a hard line, and that's next week. But thank you guys so much for sponsoring us. Thank you to our administration in Carrington, Superintendent Janelle Helm, High School Principal Connor Weber, and Athletics Director Carla Michelson. Now, you probably already know this, but we're not done for the year. In fact, it's rare you can do this in North Dakota, but I can guarantee you we're back with you 2 weeks from Friday for the softball season opener. Where are we going to be? Jamestown. We going to be indoors or outdoors? Shrug emoji. But one way or the other, we'll bring you a doubleheader. It'll be Carrington first against Mayport CG in a rematch of the seventh place game at state. And then Hillsborough Central Valley, and Corey Erickson's got a real nice team this year after getting to state last year. Corey's very excited about his team. So we'll get to see him. That is on the 23rd. Our coverage begins at 8:45 a.m. for the doubleheader at either Trapper Lawrence Field or the Nelson Family Bubble in Jamestown. Want to thank everybody with the I3G Sports Network. And now speaking on behalf of all of them, and Vinny Rappel. My name is BJ Walters. Great effort by the Carrington boys tonight. Grafting a little too much. A little too much scoring. A little too much experience. They win it 71-52. Thanks so much for listening to Carrington Cardinal basketball this season. And good night from the Louis Lee Fieldhouse.
Carrington Cardinal basketball has been brought to you by Gar Dental, Central City Lumber, CHI, St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Headlocks, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Beckett Insurance, Sendak, Facet Motors, Bank Forward in Carrington, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Dakota Central, Old National Bank, DJ's Home Center, Evans Funeral Home, Farmers Union Insurance, Randy Huey Agent, Retzlaff Seed and Supply, Napa Auto Parts, Jamestown Regional Medical Center, the Carrington Healthy Communities Coalition, Central Pharmacy, Central City H2O Plus, and Summit Physical Therapy. The proceeding has been a presentation of I3G Media Sports on 1600 100.1 The Cardinal.